You're listening to Be Still and Know, a ministry of Carmen United Church in Sydney Mines. Today we are looking at the book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 15 through 25. But before we begin, I invite you to join me in prayer. Most holy God, we come before you today, seeking an understanding in our lives that only you can provide. So Lord, may you bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts as we come in your spirit. You, our rock, our strength, and our redeemer. Amen. I trust all of you had a good Canada Day yesterday. I saw some of you at the Legion breakfast yesterday morning. Lots of good food and people there. It was a nice morning, nice way to start the morning. Ourselves, we didn't do a whole lot the rest of the day. We went home and watched the coverage from Ottawa over lunch and kept waiting for the rain to come, which never did. We kept checking, this rain's coming, 2 o'clock, nope, 4:30, nope, 7 o'clock, nope, never did come. We did sneak out for a quick walk around Dalem Lake, though, which is always a nice walk. We couldn't do too much last night because somebody wasn't ready for this morning yet, so he had some work to do. So I kind of wish maybe he had planned his week a little better, but so it goes. There's been a lot of debate around the Canada 150 celebrations over the last little while. They do make some sense, right? I mean, we did treat some people pretty poorly in order to create Canada, and those primarily being our First Nations people. They were here a very, very, very long time before we ever showed up. So yes, we do have a checkered history. Just like every other country on the planet, though, really, when you think about it. Does anyone want to change histories with, say, Germany? Probably not, right? A beautiful country, great people, but they have a pretty terrible history themselves. I've been told that I was told once that I'm related to someone who had a major part in the deportation of the Acadians. So that's not a great claim to fame either now, is it? But it's not something I carry around today. It doesn't make me up who I am. It's not baggage that I carry around personally. And that's kind of the problem I have with the Canada 150 protests. Yes, we do have a checkered history. Yes, we've made mistakes that hurt some people. But it's not necessarily who we are today. And you know what? We're going to make more mistakes. Now, hopefully they won't be as painful or as hurtful as the ones we've had in our past. But we will make mistakes and people will get hurt. And hopefully we will learn from these mistakes and we will recognize them quickly and apologize and seek forgiveness and move ahead together much faster than we have in our past. We can say we're sorry. We can seek forgiveness and we can try to make this wrong into a right. And we can try to do that together moving forward. I fully respect our First Nations brothers and sisters who share this land we call Canada. I wish we had never hurt them. They taught us so much, especially in the beginning, about how to live in and on this land. And I want to build a greater Canada with them at our sides. Do we still have a long way to go? We most certainly do. Think of the issues they face with mental health issues and the living conditions many still endure without clean drinking water or suitable housing or other basic necessities of life. We can and must do better. And I really do hope we're on the path to reconciliation with them, building a better country for all our children, no matter their background or where they come from. This is sometimes what we like to call the Canadian way, being a people who are accepting and quick to say we're sorry and try to move forward together. We like to claim this, that we are this great, friendly, caring nation, and we are. But we did not invent the Canadian way. Someone named Jesus kind of invented this way of living some 2,000 years ago. Jesus taught us to live in harmony with each other, with our brothers and sisters, to not judge one another, but to love each other as he loves us. He taught us to take care of each other, making sure everyone has those basic necessities of life and that no one will do without. This is what we should strive for. This is what a great nation should look like. In Canada, we have a good start. We're probably even better at it than some other countries around the world, many others. And we have still a very long way to go. And Jesus can lead the way. But then again, it's kind of hard to claim that we are a Christian nation now, isn't it? People don't go to church. People don't know what Jesus taught. They don't know how he lived. Children don't even know the basic stories of Jesus. So how can we know the proper way to live if we don't follow the one who showed us how God would have us live? More and more, it feels like we're making it up as we go. And that's not a good thing. Jesus showed us everything we need to know. It's all written down for us in our Bibles. Yet, we still make mistakes. We don't know our Bibles anymore. We've made up our own laws on how to live, how to run our businesses, and how to treat one another. And when we look at the letter that Paul wrote to the Roman church this morning, we can see that Paul isn't terribly pleased. He isn't pleased because they've done pretty much what we're seeing happening now. They follow their own laws, their own rules, and people are getting hurt. People are being left out. They're being judged, ignored, and even pushed away. When we study the life of Jesus and we accept him as Lord and Savior of our lives, we begin to understand more naturally what it means to do good and what it means to do bad. To do good is to live as Jesus calls us to live. That is, to love one another. To do bad is to live in such a way that Jesus would not approve, a way which contradicts his teachings and his example. This part of the letter of Paul, the start of chapter 7, can seem a little confusing for us at times. Paul talks about, doing what we want versus what we feel like doing or what we should be doing or should not be doing. It kind of confuses us a bit about how it is we should be living. And it's hard to get our mind wrapped around it. But really what Paul is simply saying is that if we live to the established laws of the land, then we're not following Jesus. We might be doing good things by following the laws, but we might also be doing some terrible things at the same time. What is it that caused our ancestors who built Canada to cause such harm and devastation to the natives who were here first? Did they follow Jesus or the established laws of the land? I don't know what's going on with my microphone. I feel like it's falling off. But did they follow Jesus or did they follow the established laws of the land? Well, clearly they weren't following Jesus. Yet everything they did, which they felt was the right thing to do, it was acceptable in the world at that time. It was being done in Canada. It was done in the United States. It was done in many, many other places around the world, over and over again. These actions were common and acceptable to those who had the military strength to act them out. And guess what? It's still happening today. We can look around the world and see people still doing this. I mean, look at Syria. An army moved in there and decided it was going to do what it thought it needed to do. And people have been hurt and killed. And people are fleeing the nation to get away from it. This mindset is still out there. It's still in practice today. The natural inclination of the human condition is to get what we think we deserve, to make ourselves happy first and foremost. This is our sin. This is our fallen lives. This is our brokenness. This is what got Adam and Eve kicked out of the Garden of Eden, their desire to make themselves happy first and foremost. If this is who we are naturally, then what hope do we have? If we naturally act out of selfishness, even evil at times, then where is our hope? Well, there's only one place we can find it. It does exist if we look for it. And of course, our hope is in Jesus Christ our Lord. We need Jesus in our lives. There's no other way. Now, sure, people say there's no place for God in society anymore, that we can do it all by ourselves. We've got it all figured out. Well, in North America, we've been doing it this way for a couple hundred years. And where's that gotten us? We try to do it without God's help. Well, it's brought us a broken democratic system. It's brought us residential schools. It's brought us segregation and racism. It's brought us drug addiction and poverty. It's brought us unfair financial practices and systems. It's brought us more sin than you could ever imagine. It's brought us all these things and more. Now, sure, it's brought us some good stuff too. If you look even just over the last 100 years to see the innovations and the inventions that have been created to make our lives better, to improve our lifestyle and our lifespans, it's all good stuff to celebrate. But we can't forget the terrible things either. In fact, we should probably focus on them a little more than we do today. Because when it's happening today, that's when we need to address it. Because when we look at Jesus, Jesus dealt with it in the moment. That's what he focused on. And when you look at those moments when Jesus interacted with the poor and the broken, those are often his greatest teaching points. You think of the woman caught in adultery and how the mob brought her before Jesus. Now the law says that she needed to be stoned to death because she was caught in adultery. But instead, Jesus shows her love and compassion and invites her to sin no more. Think of the many people Jesus met who were shunned because of their physical condition, whether it was disease or disability. Instead of doing what the law said, which is to push them away, Jesus welcomed them in. He showed them they belong. He showed them they were loved and accepted. Laws have a purpose, but they also have their limits. Laws are not love. Showing love is not a crime. Showing love is telling people they are worth something, that they belong. They are part of the family, God's family. And deep down, isn't that what we all want? We all want to belong. We all want to be loved. Jesus showed us how it's done. He showed us we all belong and we are all loved more than we will ever know. And he does this knowing we are naturally sinful and evil people. Why? Because he knows through him we can overcome this condition when we let him into our lives as Lord and Savior. Can we do this? Sure we can. The invitation is here. Jesus, through his life, his death, and his resurrection, shows us we too belong in the family of God. We are worthy. We are worthy of his love, his grace, his forgiveness, and his mercy. And he offers it to us freely in Jesus Christ, our Lord, who died for our sins so that we may have life with God. That's how we move forward. We move forward in the love of God through Jesus Christ, and we share that love with everyone we meet, family, friends, and strangers. And we're thankful that he shows us the way and that he still loves us, even though we are a broken people. But he has come to heal us and set us free. Would you join me in prayer? Father, what a gift you have offered us. Despite our sinful ways, you only want to show us love. And in showing us this love, you unite us. You invite us to turn from those natural laws of life and turn to a life of love. A life of love which extends to one another, our families, our neighbors, and even to strangers. Help us to realize that for your kingdom to be known on earth, we must accept this love and share this love with others, so they too will accept the love you offer and in turn share it further. But it first begins with us. Lord, may we know your love shown in Jesus Christ. May it be planted firmly in our hearts so that we will naturally want to follow in his way. Show us how to live, and give us the courage to follow. This we ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening to Be Still and Know, a ministry of Carmen United Church in Sydney Mines. To learn more about our ministry, please visit our website, www.carmenunited.ca. May God bless you this day.